This is Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. Joining me today is Michelle Herman-Soper, Senior Program Officer at the Center for Healthcare Strategies in New Jersey. Michelle has written about the elements that assist states to build integrated programs for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, known as dual eligibles. These elements contribute to a high-performing system of long-term services and supports. A third important element for success is data analysis and information system.
Thank you, Laurel. Comprehensive information systems and access to linked Medicare and Medicaid data is critical for integrated programs for dual eligibles. Without data from both programs, states have a limited picture of Medicaid members' healthcare needs. Optimally, states have the capacity to collect, analyze, and manage linked Medicare and Medicaid data to support contract monitoring, oversight, and to support evaluation of services. In addition, states can use linked Medicare Medicaid data to target care management interventions and other services. It's important to note that the learning curve and structural requirements for using linked data is steep. CMS and states have undertaken efforts to improve access to and the quality of linked Medicare and Medicaid data, which creates significant new opportunities to improve care and target appropriate interventions. CMS's Medicare-Medicaid Coordination Office launched the State Data Resource Center to help state Medicaid agencies obtain and use Medicare Parts A, B, and D data for Medicare-Medicaid coordination. States can develop new data files with linked Medicare and Medicaid member information and develop policies and procedures for health plan report submissions, monitoring, and evaluation. Several states have hired data contractors to assist them as well. State Medicaid agencies could examine capacity for in their information systems to support enrollment activities, provide sufficient capacity for large linked data sets, and securely transmit member information to health plans or providers as appropriate. States that participate in financial alignment demonstrations, like CalMediConnect, will want to be familiar with CMS's health plan management system. Health plans that participate in financial alignment demonstrations will be required to upload information to HPMS, which CMS uses to monitor plan compliance with Medicare Advantage and Part D contract requirements, as well as to communicate with and submit information to these plans. State staff will want to use the system to review information submitted by Medicare-Medicaid plans, including model of care requirements, Part D formularies, and other related information to help monitor plans. Lastly, rate setting relies on the ability to collect, edit, reconcile, and analyze encounter data on cost, utilization, and health. Several states work with external quality review organizations, actuaries, and other state agencies to conduct reviews of encounter data.
Thanks, Michelle, for sharing this information. If you'd like to hear more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.